Curtis has separated itself as a top dog in the South Puget Sound League South Division this season, and Saturday night was another opportunity for the Vikings to demonstrate their dominance. The Rodgers Rams were on tap, fresh off a loss to the Vikings of Puyallup on Thursday. The Rams were also playing shorthanded without their leading scorer, Braden Hanold, who took a hard fall at the end of the third quarter in the game at Puyallup. Curtis set the tone early with the senior duo of Ashante Potts-Woods and Glenn Jordan doing damage, scoring 9 each to end the first up 21-7. Potts-Woods would finish with a game-high 21, Jordan with 16. Without Hanold, the scoring duties for the Rams fell squarely on Daniel O'Brien, who would finish with a team-high 12 points. But the Curtis defense was able to stifle many of the Rams' attempts. At the break, Vikings up 32-15. Coach Kelly talked about it.
So as I told the guys in there, you know, I think they passed up some shots that they usually take tonight, but I think they were trying to do what I was asking them to do. So, you know, we got out after them because we play hard with intensity on the defensive end. It allowed us to turn them over quite a bit, and that got us our lead. And, you know, we just got to keep playing with the same intensity. That's what we always preach. We try to wear people down. And
the second half was much closer, 27-23, as the Rams were nearly able to match the Vikings' output. But the halftime cushion allowed Curtis to play all 12 players and get 9 of them to score. Coach Kelly talked about team philosophies.
Whether it's in school, you know, students, or in the community, we don't want to be outworked. We are representatives of our school district. We have a great school district. We're representatives of our community. You know, and those things we talk about a lot. We have Curtis on our chest. You know, we've been successful. People are gunning for us. We understand that. So, you know, I talk about all the time, you know, if you want to be on top, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that.
The Vikings secure another victory. The final score, Curtis 59, Rodgers 38.